So have you ever, though, been frightened by anything that you've done in this arena? You have?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Why? How? Give me a story.
Gosh. Hotel Del Coronado.
All right.
Was doing a show for Fox Family Channel called Exploring the Unknown. And I had put together a crew of some psychics that I knew from Orange County. And we went down there and they put us up, you know, all up in rooms and stuff. And, you know, these shows, a lot of these shows are so hokey pokey. They add fog machines and big flashlights and whatnot. But they told us that they were going to show us the way we actually investigate. So we were looking for any spirits that may be haunting the hotel. So they put me up in a room that was supposed to be belong to a woman who was a maid for a woman who is supposed to be one of the main ghosts of the hotel. Her name was Kate Morgan, I believe. But we weren't told that we were just looking for Kate Morgan, but we went into her room. Anyway, after we investigated, and our equipment spiked, we got all kinds of stuff. I was doing psychometry, the other psychics, we were sure that this woman had not committed suicide, which is what the historical records had shown. Later on we found out.
Right.
We felt that she had been murdered, and we picked up all kinds of stuff that later proved to be viable. I mean, it was valuable information that the detectives had, you know, found in 1898 when this woman died. But of course, they never said any of that on the show. They tried to just make us look bad, you know, and they told us they said our equipment didn't work, and they edited things, the questions we had been asked. They changed the questions to make it look like we were answering to other things. I mean, it was just ridiculous. And some of the people were very upset with me, thinking that, you know, I knew that they were going to edit. But we don't know. When you do a show like that, you have no control over the editor.
That's true.
You're basically trusting that they're going to show you in a positive way.
You're at their mercy.
So that night, I was trying to sleep in this room. And all night long, things would go on. Like, for example, the TV was in an armoire with doors that you had to pull out and shut, right?
Yeah.
So they slid in when you opened them. I went to sleep. I finally got to sleep. People all night long, tourists were coming to my room and trying to look in, you know, because they saw me being filmed and they saw the other people and they were wondering what was going on, you know.
They thought you were part of the tour.
Well, no, they recognized me from television, and I think they just wanted to ask for my autograph, or they wanted to, you know, see what my room was like, because that was supposed to be one of the haunted rooms. So anyway, I finally got to sleep. I woke up in the middle of the night to this boom sound. The armoire doors flung open, shoved back into their cabinet, the TV came on, and the channels were rolling. And I took the remote control out, and I tried to turn it off, and it wouldn't turn off. So I got up from my bed. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3", 225. I pulled the armoire away from the wall. I unplugged the TV, unhooked the cable, went back down to bed, you know, laid down again, and about 10 seconds later, the TV came back on.
Oh, and it's unplugged, right?
It's not plugged in, and it came back on. Stuff like that. The ceiling fan was spinning around the room. I had left it on because it was kind of balmy that night. And you know how when you want to turn, you want to change the direction of the blades, you have to pull down on a little chain?
Yeah, and you got to wait for it to slow down,
right,
and it starts the other way.
Right.
Yeah.
This thing was spinning, not fast, but spinning enough on its own. I turned off the switch on the wall, and it stopped. The TV finally went off again, and I probably got an hour's worth of sleep or something. Then I heard this strange sound coming from the bathroom, and it had the window in the bathroom had louvered windows, those kind that are like from the 50s, and you have to lift the little metal thing up, and they sort of, the whole window slides open, and it was going up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, almost like in Morse code, like up, up, down, up, down, up, down, and then twice, and then three times,
right,
like SOS. You know, it was weird, really weird.
It's almost like the old ships used to have.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, but it wasn't light, it was sound, because it was moving like that. So I flipped on, and I thought this room had been rigged. I totally thought that these people from Fox had rigged the room, you know, to try to freak me out.
Right. It was one of these scare tactic movies they were taping, right?
Right. Yeah. It seemed like that, right. So then I finally, you know, I turned on the light. The fan, I watched the fan turn. It was turning to the right. I went into the bathroom. I stood there, and I said, enough is enough to the spirits, you know. And usually I find that when I do that, if it's a poltergeist type of energy, it stops.
They listen to you.
I'm big. I guess they just listen.
They wouldn't listen to me.
So, well, they might. So anyway, you've got that Lebanese blood. You probably have that Lebanese temper that I have. You know?
Oh, no.
So,
no temper.
Really?
I've got a long fuse.
Wow. Anyway, so at that, then I noticed the fan immediately started turning the opposite way. There's no way that that could have happened. There's no physical way that that could possibly have happened. It just was bizarre. So then the next morning, I got up, went to have breakfast with the director and the crew, and he's like, "How did you sleep?" And I just started laughing, and they're like, "What's so funny?" And I said, "Oh, you know, I know what your little tricks were all about."
Yeah,
I said,
yeah.
"You know, I you can't pull the wool over my eyes. Remember, I'm the psychic here." And they're like, "What are you talking about?" I said, "I know you rigged my room. What they should have done is they should have put a camera up in my room all night long to be able to pick up the activity because it was so active."
If they were going to rig the room.
Well, right.
I don't know if they did.
They said, "Well, we don't know what you're talking about. They came to my room. I told them everything that had happened. The manager of the building came up, and he said to the director, 'I told your company I didn't want to rent out this room. We never rent this room. People who are psychic or sensitive never sleep well in this room.'" And then he told me that a woman had slit her wrist and died. She bled to death in the bathtub.
Oh my gosh!
In 1925, or something like that. And then there was another woman who supposedly was pregnant, and she tried to give herself an abortion in that bathtub.
Oh my God! Would you buy a house if you knew things like that happened in a house? Would you, even though you know where you are in the psychic world, would you buy a house from anybody if you knew someone was murdered in it or anything like that?
Absolutely not.
No, I wouldn't either.
And I'm about to buy my first home, and my realtor just asked me that. She said there's a house in the area that I'm looking in that had some deaths in it. And I said, "No way. I don't want to live in a haunted house. My house is so nice that I live in now. It's the energy is mine, you know?" That's the interesting thing about psychics and mediums that, you know, I guess a lot of these types of shows, no offense to you or Art Bell, but I think people get the wrong idea about who we are and what we do. I think they think we just spend our lives, that we if we go to Disneyland, we only go on the Haunted Mansion.